Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
My God, there's so much to talk about this morning. I don't even know where to start.
News is crazy.
Yeah, it was.
So many big stories today.
I know.
Well, how about we start with congratulations to Brian Bowman?
Woo! Heck yeah.
Awesome. Talk about that this morning. We'll talk about the Ottawa situation. We'll talk about the World Series. We'll talk about what happened in hockey last night. Something pretty cool happened, Rena. Not too sporty at all. You'll like this. Oh. We'll do our Stone Cold Lock of the Century of the Week in about an hour and a half. And Toys for Boys for the Temptation coming up at 8:30. That and so much more to talk about here on October 23rd. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. We start right now. City FM, world-class rock. Aerosmith, Ragdoll.
Oh, I remember when that video first came out, and it was a big deal because there was scantily clad women all over the place.
Well, what was really weird about the whole Aerosmith thing is there was the one video, I can't remember what it was for, but it had Alicia Silverstone and Liv Tyler, which ended up being Steven Tyler's daughter, and she was also scantily clad, but he had no idea that was his daughter until just before that video.
And it was very lesbian erotic, that video. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for real.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, super straight.
I feel like Aerosmith was breaking new ground with their sexual videos.
They were the originators. 609 Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita.
18 is the high for today. Mix of sun and cloud. We're at 10 degrees.
Okay, I could tell you a bunch of crap about what's going on the show this morning. It's busy, I'll tell you that much, but I'm not going to waste any time because we have someone on the phone that we need to get right out of here.
I get to do this for the second time in 12 hours. I get to introduce the mayor for the first time. Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, on the phone this morning, Mr. Brian Bowman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
No. Who cares how we're doing? How are you doing?
You know what? I'm great. We're up right and early and ready to get to work.
Now, was there a wow? There must have been a wow moment.
Yeah.
Because I know you expected to win, Mr. Mayor. That's the way you have to go into this.
But you killed it.
But the way you started I was just watching the coverage and the way the numbers started to go like while we're declaring Bowman, it was over. Like that had to surprise you a bit how much you won by.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know what? I mean, we had two speeches made last night and I have to be honest. I didn't spend a lot of time on the other one because I didn't want to jinx things and was optimistic. But you know, you never know. And first time running, didn't want to be presumptuous. Ultimately, Winnipeggers got to have their say last night. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool. And I have to say, it's still pretty surreal. I don't think it's really sunk in yet.
Well, it'll sink in once you're sitting at the head of council. Now, when does that start? When do you officially get sworn in?
I believe the date is November 4th, so I'm mayor-elect right now, and we'll get working on transition plans and getting ready to hit the ground running when the time happens.
I got to say one thing. Next time you have Dave Wheeler on a microphone at one of your events, I don't care if you just won the mayoral race. You got to give him more mic time, okay? He had a few things he wanted to say.
Tell him to clean up a little.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. For the record, here's how this went down. So my wife and I walked into the Inn at the Forks last night. So we wanted to support. We wanted to hang out a little bit. And as soon as we walked in, we saw Brian and his handlers. Like, hey, do you want to introduce Brian? And I kind of looked down and I'm like, all right, I got my grandpa sweater on. Sure.
You looked great. You look like awesome. You just came from Value Village.
No. Well, you know what? That's how Winnipeg works, right? Yeah.
No, honestly, it was an honor last night being part of that whole thing. And you got Abby Khan down there. And, man,
I felt like it was a sporting event. Me and everyone that lives in my house, we were all gathered around the TV. And as soon as they announced you won, we were all, like, cheering and high-fiving. Everyone was pumped. I'm like, gosh, I feel like I'm watching hockey.
And you know what? Last night was Winnipeg's night. It wasn't about me. It said something about Winnipeggers that they're really that they were ready to move forward, that they were ready to elect someone who had no council experience and had some leadership experience. But I mean, it just says a lot about Winnipeggers, and I'm so proud and so excited about what we're going to be able to do together.
Well, and not to take anything away from you, but the proof is in the pudding, and you nailed it because 7 new members on council. I think they were just ready for an overhaul in general.
Yeah, you know, when I first started seriously thinking about this about a year ago. That's part of the reason why I felt like I should throw my name in the hat. But also from just a political calculation, we thought, you know what, the time is right. People are really ready for a change, and they want to get some fresh blood at City Hall. And so we never kind of lost faith in that, and I truly believe that was necessary and is necessary for renewal. But you know, whether or not we'd win or not is another thing, and ultimately. That's a cool thing, you know. Having gone through my first election, it's a kind of a surreal day because you do a lot of talking over over 6 months, and then you stop talking, and Winnipeggers decide. There's nothing you can do about it. So you're in their hands. It's pretty cool.
Speaking of campaigning, I mean, you've been going 7 days a week for the entire campaign. I know in the next couple of days, everybody's going to want to talk to the new mayor. But do you get a day in the next few where you can go
hide at home
and unplug and watch movies with your wife and kids?
You go spend time with that beautiful wife and kids that you have?
Friday, you know what? I promised the boys, our boys, win or lose on Friday night, we're doing a Star Wars marathon.
Yes. So, I knew I liked you for a
pajamas
reason.
And it'll be flannel pajamas and Star Wars probably starting at about 5 o'clock. So
awesome.
we're going to take some time just as a family and we'll continue to find that balance as we move forward.
By the way, when you get into that new office, make sure you have it fumigated. I'm not sure what Sam did in there, but make sure they'll have the whole thing overall painted, maybe a new chair, stuff like that.
Well, I do need to put up a Jets jersey and a Bombers jersey in the new room.
Attaboy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very good. Well, hey, congratulations one more time.
Thanks a lot, guys.
New mayor of Winnipeg, thank Mr. Brian Bowman. We'll talk to you very soon, man. Take care.
You bet. Good morning, everyone.
Bye-bye.
And now, what's trending?
All right, so lots of stuff trending yesterday. I mean, everything from here in Winnipeg, WPG 2014, WPG Poly. But I wanted to touch on last night at the Pittsburgh-Philadelphia game.
Oh, yeah.
Rena, this is kind of cool. So,
I've got it here if you want.
Yeah, if you want to play it, please. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, okay. Here, you explain it to me.
So basically what happens is when there's two Canadian teams playing against each other, the only anthem they'll do is the Canadian anthem.
Right.
When there's a Canadian and American team, they'll do both. Yeah. When there's only an American team, they only do the American anthem.
Right, yeah.
So you got Pittsburgh and Philadelphia playing last night in Pittsburgh, and this happens.
Singing along?
Yeah, to O Canada.
So they did the Canadian anthem because of the tragedy in Ottawa.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
And the few thousand fans who knew the words sang along.
Enough that you can hear them in the background, which is...
Yeah, give the Americans credit. We give them a lot of heat about stuff, but you're right.
That was really nice.
That was very slick,
nice.
And thank you very much to our American friends for that.
Yeah, good morning to everyone in North Dakota this morning who listens in.
This is trending. The price of oil is at the lowest point it's been in over 2 years. It's being pushed down even further here in Winnipeg. Yesterday, it dropped to 108.4, the lowest it's been in over 2 years. The average across the country is $1.20 a liter, but here we're at 108.
Where is it above 120 right now? Does it say?
Nope, just the average price across Canada. So it's usually higher. Like in the Maritimes,
Northern Alberta, places like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, when it's amazing just how much something like what happened in Ottawa touches so many people. When you look at what's trending, and Ottawa shooting is one, Nathan Cirillo is two, Canada Strong is three.
Nathan Cirillo is the soldier who was killed.
Right. So everything that's trending in this country has something to do with yesterday. If there's one thing I don't like about it. Is the whole, let's make this a social networking thing when a tragedy happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Canada Strong.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We got some phone calls rolling in here. We're going to take those in just a second right after Arena's done here.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, okay, right.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Hi, City.
Hi, I just drove by a gas station, and they're still selling it at 115. It's an
Ethel. Sons of bitches.
What's up with that? Co-op gas station that's on Fermor is 108, morning. So yeah, I think maybe some of them haven't changed their signs yet this morning, because it dipped down this morning. I don't know.
I'm going there.
Go figure it out and let us know. Thanks.
Hi, City.
Hey, I'm going to reiterate his call. Just passed a shell on Lakewood and Southdale. It's at 150. It was at 115 last night also.
Really?
And it was at 108 earlier in the day.
Somebody's gouging.
Huh.
What the hell?
An old radio dog once told me, two things that get people calling your show, gas price talk and weather.
Yeah.
Always. Never fails. Hi, City.
Hey, how's it going? I saw gas on the Superstore on St. Anne's at 106.9.
Whoa.
106. All right. It's been like that for about a week.
How is it so different all over the city this morning? Maybe a lot of people just haven't changed their signs yet.
Could be.
Well, even across the street at the co-op, it was about 4 cents higher.
Wow.
Co-op's got those Nick Moore bomber chips. They're pretty good.
Richie Rich Tuxedo.
It's going for
$2.25 in Richie Rich Tuxedo. They don't care.
Hi there.
Good morning. It's going up everywhere.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
You own a gas station? You have inside knowledge?
I came from Transcona downtown, and I'm in St. B. And
Okay.
It's 115 everywhere.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Because you just have to find those. Got to find those gems in there that are going for 108.
Hi, last call here. Go ahead.
I have lots of gas. My wife made chili lattes.
Crop dust. Free every time.
Traffic.
Traffic is for Canadian Blood Services. You can save a life now by donating at a blood donor clinic near you and bring a friend. Call 1-888-2-DONATE.
What's that called? And you pull the covers over her head?
The Dutch oven.
Dutch oven. Yeah. Dutch oven, yeah.
That's mean.
Women love that. Very cute flurry.
I do that to myself sometimes because I whenever I think the wife's going to take the car for the afternoon, I try and do it to the car, but I end up doing it to myself because she never takes the car out.
That just blows me away the way you'll, you know, have a little toot in your vehicle and then go in and have a nap and do stuff. And come back 4 hours later
still
and
there.
It just reeks like you took a deuce in the backseat.
Hence the Dutch oven.
There is a water main that's burst this morning at Provence and Archibald. Oof, bad spot for that. And that pretty much that's it right now. If you have any other traffic tips, you can let us know at 780 City or you can hit me up on Twitter, Rena_J, J-A-E.
92 City FM, world-class rock, Nirvana, Lithium, 639. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Raina, good morning.
18 is the high for today. We're at 10 right now.
Okay, laying out the show for you. In about an hour, we'll have tickets for the Black Keys, which is Saturday night at MTS Center. And when you win these tickets, you're automatically qualified for the meet and greet, which we will give away on Friday. That's tomorrow. And then WWE tickets, 8:20 this morning.
Okay, so we love the 6 o'clock crowd, and one of the reasons why we love the 6 o'clock crowd is because they are very open to new ideas, fresh ideas, and independent opinions. And although this may not be a very popular opinion, I think it needs to be said because there's nobody really kind of reporting this side of the story. And I'll preface it by saying, I think what happened in Ottawa yesterday was terrible. Somebody lost their life.
Mm-hmm.
It's tragic. Very unfortunate. But I'm so goddamn tired of this fear-mongering by so many media outlets.
Yeah.
Like I'm listening yesterday to even the local radio here in town. And all you hear is, attack on Canada.
Ottawa under siege.
And then I go home and my wife has been watching this press conference, you know, with the RCMP. And she's like, oh my God, you know, these things that are going on in Ottawa. And so I jump on Twitter and I'm reading the hashtags. And all of a sudden you see things pop up like, hashtag Ottawa strong. And, you know, and I'm just kind of going like.
And I'll echo what Wheeler said. I came in this morning off air and kind of said this to Wheeler. And Wheeler was like, I'm glad someone else feels the same way. It's awful. And it should be investigated heavily. Why someone is demented enough to want to do this. The guy's of Muslim heritage, right? Is that a fact at this point? I think I heard that.
I'm not entirely sure. He was known to police.
Okay.
ISIS is taking credit for it.
Oh, they are.
Oh,
sure
okay.
They are. So it's terrible. There's a lot of reasons to look into this. Security,
well,
beef
I know
it up.
For sure that the soldiers that were run down, that guy was definitely
okay.
ISIS. That was like 2 days before the shooting. I'm not sure if those, I don't think they were connected, but.
But it's a tragedy when anybody dies. Sure. It's just Ottawa strong. And people tweeting like, nothing else should be important today. Whoa. This is all you should talk about and think about. We're praying for Ottawa. How dare you make a joke on a day like today?
And
like,
what I don't like is that you'll see how people will use the word terrorism or a terrorist attack. And I don't like that because a terrorist attack is a well-orchestrated, well-thought-out strike against somebody. It's not an army. It's a minority group that is striking against a superpower. You know, we've seen it in the past where there's an actual terrorist attack.
Yeah.
This was a crazy asshole with a rifle.
Yeah.
Nothing more. That's all it was.
And if they want to investigate and prove that he had a political agenda such as ISIS and they want to label it as a terrorist attempt or a terrorist attack down the road, fine. But we're 24 hours into this. Let's just take a deep breath. And yes, the man's life was lost. It's horrible. You know, I'm seeing pictures all over him, all over the internet with him. And it's sad. It makes me really sad that he had to lose his life. But
maybe we're alone on this. This phone call's rolling in here at 780 City. Maybe we're wrong. Are we complete? It's unfortunate somebody lost it. It's very unfortunate
life. I agree. I think it is serious to an extent. But
everyone's overreacting. Everyone's overreacting.
Yeah.
Well, but I get how important it is to, especially because this is the second type of attack like this in a week on military in Canada.
And then we have
that gets a little scary.
Yeah. But sometimes I just feel like it's people using social networking to get a hashtag going. And it's. Hi, City.
Lou Bomberstrong, we get killed every week.
And I thought we were being insensitive.
Yeah.
Hi there.
We go.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Yeah, no, absolute overkill.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure we're not coming across as insensitive. Like, I understand, like, it's someone lost their life. That's true. But go ahead.
Yeah, I wouldn't say you guys are being insensitive, but it is a really tragic event.
Sure, it is.
There's no reason for this to happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, no, we agree with all that. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes social networking and the media just makes it so dramatic, you know?
Right. No, they're definitely milking this. They're going a little bit overboard, but it is a very important thing that we remember this and that we definitely up our defenses.
Yeah, I'm with that. I think there should be better security at Parliament Hill. Mm-hmm. Come on. Hi there.
Hey, I know we don't know if it's ISIS or anything like that, but I think one guy walking in and causing a stir in the whole country could be considered terrorism, no?
Well, I don't think it's, like, I think it could be once they investigate it, but just to label it as terrorism before they've even, you know, had a chance to investigate all the facts.
Well, and it's kind of a beautiful storm from the standpoint of ISIS or the Islamic State or IS, whatever you want to call it.
They'll just take credit for it regardless of if they actually had any.
Here's the thing. There's no way they called them up and said, all right, are you ready? Here's what you're going to do. No one gave him the order to go do this.
Well, it becomes a much larger story if he was living here in Canada, planning it with ISIS. You know what I mean? Now you've got cells here in Canada plotting things. So
hello.
Hey. It would be interesting to find out if he was one of the 88 guys that the RCMP have been watching.
Well, that's part of the investigation. Apparently, he was on a watch list. But in Canada, it's not illegal to have a radical religious idea. That's not illegal until you act on it. So even though he was on a watch list, there's nothing they can do. Because if he hadn't done anything wrong in the past or anything wrong in the present, they technically can't detain him. They can't stop him from moving in and out of the country.
Not anything illegal yet. Yeah. Couple more calls. Hi, City.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. Play some Gordon Lightfoot.
All right. Gordon Lightfoot coming up. Can't hear the song without thinking Motley Lou, Lugal, Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Really an awesome movie.
It was. Underrated.
It had no business being awesome, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
Really good film. And it had John Cusack in it, so it made it even cooler. 6:51.
Because he goes to Cubs games
right,
by himself.
Right, he just chills out at Cubs games. 6:51. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena, good morning.
18 is the high for today with mix of sun and cloud. We're at 10.
As it is Thursday, we do the hashtag throwback Thursday, hashtag TBT around here.
Yep.
We've jumped on board trying to reach out to our young listeners. So at 7:05 this morning, we'll replay something from the vault.
Basically, that's just being lazy.
Yeah.
Jumping on board with current trends.
One less thing we have to do.
Rena, are you in for a treat tonight? Oh my God, I can't wait.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tonight.
I gotta find those concert tickets.
it's a big night out.
Did I give you your tickets already?
Yeah.
Okay, scrap them. I've got newer ones in color that you can keep. It's so weird these days. You know what? No, I'm serious.
Can we for real?
What?
You have extra, another copy of the tickets that you gave?
Well, yeah, because the barcode, as soon as it gets scanned, it's void. You can print out 30 of the same ticket, but as soon as it gets scanned once, the other ones become void.
Oh, okay.
But that's one thing about these tickets these days. Remember the old days, Philly, where you'd sit in line, you'd get a ticket for a show, you'd be excited, and you would treat those things like gold?
Oh, I hate the paper tickets that you print off your computer.
Tickets. I like, if you go to like a show at MTS and stuff, you usually still get tickets sometimes, because I have a few.
Well, if you go to the box office and physically pick them up, nine times out of 10 now, you're printing them off at home. And I if it's a big show, like a band I really like, or a big sporting event, I want the physical tickets so I can, you know, put them in a shoebox at home and never see them again. But it doesn't matter. I've got them. Mm-hmm.
15 years ago was the last time I saw this band perform, and then they broke up, and they were one of my favorite bands out of Alberta. They're just one of those
The Smalls.
The Smalls. No, those, like, people go, who? The what? The what? The who? Never
a
heard
lot of
them.
People will know Corby Lund.
He went country.
Stuck in the Ford, got stuck, and then whatever that song is that made it huge. But so country people will know him.
In their, they decided, I rarely say this about a band, but when I say these guys were ahead of their time for stuff that they were doing in the 90s, they just never got a break. They just never got a chance. And they reunited and they're touring across Canada. And they're playing at the West End Cultural Center tonight. Rena's coming, and the only reason you're coming is because your boyfriend is a huge fan, which is awesome.
Well, Kyle's from Alberta.
I liked him for a reason.
Yeah, so he knows the band. He's very excited.
This is going to be a
wild night out, boy. We don't go out within the show very often anymore.
I got an extra ticket. Do you want to come?
No, I'm not a chance, Wheels.
All right, 6:53. This is the Smalls song called Easter. If you got nothing to do tonight, if you're not going to watch the football game, come on down to the West End Cultural Center, and really, really, really good band.
It's Wheeler so and Brian Bowman are actually emceeing tonight.
Yes, he's actually going to introduce the small right.
See, Bowman cool. wants that other ticket. Maybe he'll come.
6:53 now. News, weather, sports is next.
City traffic.
Traffic is for MTS bundles. All of your MTS services really belong together. Bundle them with MTS to get the best everyday price. Visit mts.ca/best price for more information.
Guess who else is joining us tonight? Mr. Ryan Street, guy who did your tattoo.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to be at the show tonight.
There's a water
Mark
main.
Mark Chitman's also going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's going to be there.
Keener.
Schneitz came in from New Jersey.
Oh, nice. Down, yeah.
You go with Wheeler, you roll harder.
Yeah. With the entourage.
92 City FM, world-class rock. God damn, does that sound good. A little white zombie and more human than human. 705. It's a crazy.
Like the zombie. Like.
I've seen him in concert before, and like, we've talked about this before, but you see the guy in concert, and he just looks like this menacing beast of a man, this giant human. He's
like, human nightmares about him. Yeah. He's going to eat my face.
And then we met him, and he's like, hi guys, how are you?
Low rider jeans. I'm like, are those Jordache chick jeans? What are you wearing?
Yeah, that little treasure trail that was going down in the belly shirt. So I'm weird.
Like, dude, are you, if he was 85 pounds soaking wet.
Oh, yeah. But that's the way the stage makes you think someone's larger than life.
He just looks huge on stage.
Him and Alice Cooper, I swear, we met them together. They were a total combined weight of about 225 pounds.
That's like, crazy. 705, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rita.
18's the high for today. We're at 10.
Talking about text messages we get yesterday from our spouses.
Yeah.
What is it? 7:05 right now. Hey, can you pick up toilet paper on the way home? Thanks, babe. Yeah, sure.
You know what? You got to love it when that's all you're picking up at the store. You know
that
what I mean?
Means we're bad grocery shoppers. We are. We always forget
items. Yeah, go to Costco.
Items. Well, that's probably what I'll do.
But you won't have to worry about it for a while.
But like, it's you either buy that 4-pack.
Yeah.
You know, you go in the store and you buy that, and you got that underneath your arm, like... Or you buy that, you know, that 24-pack giant and people...
I like the crate.
Like, God, is that guy ever leave the bathroom? Wrong with him.
Kind of embarrassing, eh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, TBT, if you're on social networking, you see the hashtag TBT. What is that? It means Throwback Thursday. Basically, for a way of people to go, oh, remember when I was so much... cuter years ago. Look at a picture of me. Mm-hmm.
Look how hot I looked 3 weeks ago. Throwback Thursday, baby.
So we do Throwback Thursday with some of the funnier stuff from our show, and we go into the archives. What's this one about, Phil?
I hesitate to use this one because it's from last winter when it was like minus 45 with the wind chill.
Yeah.
So it's a reminder of what's coming.
Okay.
But here we go. Some fun from last winter.
Colder than a witch's tit. I haven't used that one. Actually, I don't think I've ever used that one. My father would use that one. My grandfather would use that one.
Don't use it again. Minus 24 is the high for today. Minus 43 with the wind chill. There is an extreme wind chill warning in effect. There's some closures, some cancellations. All the details at 92cityfm.ca.
Mind you, if that witch is Mila Kunis from Oz.
Woo! I want to see how cold they are. And what would make a witch's boob cold? Just because they're cold human beings?
Yeah, because they're cold-blooded.
Cold, they're mean.
They have no heart.
Cold. Cold right. Hearts, cold boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, see, moves. I thought it was more of a reference to the pointy hat.
What? Really?
I thought you were implying something about how she's got, you know, really... Never mind.
Pointy what?
Well, you're talking about her tits, right? You said a witch's tit?
Yeah, colder than a witch's tit is the phrase.
I've never heard that expression before. I just assumed it had...
But you thought it had something to do with the hat?
Well, even I thought you meant... Tit, right? Oh, I know you said tit, but no. Now we're saying that bad word over and over and over. I thought it was reference to... It was that cold and that you know what I mean? Like, they wear those tall, pointy hats. So that it was a reference between both. That was the joke. Because... Because why a witch? Why of all things a witch?
Because
why couldn't it be anybody else's tit?
It rhymes, though.
Okay.
For the record, we're better than Wikipedia. Yes. Anything you need to know, you just email us and we'll tackle that subject.
Oh, you're always correct.
Uh-huh. You're welcome, Winnipeg.
Bottom of everything.
You're welcome.
Wheeler in the morning with Philly and Rena.
Cat food. Apparently today it's cat food. It's cat food. That's what needs to be picked up on the way home today. How about you, Phil?
You got the text message. I got pick up toilet paper. Yep. I would say 3 days a week. For sure, two.
At least.
Go, and lots of times it's one or two items. Because we have good, and the reason we run into it, I'm assuming lots of couples are like this, families, but Rena is the same way, but because of our hours, right? We're out of here, you know, 10:06 every day. We can go to the grocery store.
And this is my own goddamn fault, but here's what's going to happen. I'm going to pick up cat food on the way home, and I'm going to get home. She's going to say, no, dry cat food, not wet cat food.
Yeah.
And all I have to
write it down.
All I have to do right now is I should write back what kind.
Yeah.
But I won't.
I'll just pick
up the wrong kind.
Where my wife really fails is when she puts like female shampoos and anything her. Oh. I just skip it.
I need the shampoo the blue label and the gold top and it says sulfate free.
Extra body. I'm not going through the 400 bottles of female shampoo.
Here's what pisses me off.
Lazy.
No, here's what pisses me off. So there's the odd time where I'll get like a pretty significant grocery list, right? Like, here's what we need. Pick this up after work. And it's between, 15 and 25 items.
Yeah.
Okay. And I always end up forgetting something. She's like, you forgot this. And then I look at it and I look at the list and I'm like, do me a favor. Put stovetop stuffing and rice next to each other because they're in the same goddamn aisle. I'm not going to go all the way back.
Oh, God.
Right.
Buns and bread are the same thing. They should go together.
That's right, because then you're like 5 aisles away from the bread.
I'm not going back.
And you realize she wanted cinnamon buns.
You have eyes. Look at the list and go,
scan
it and go, there's buns. And then a little farther down, there's a loaf of bread.
No.
Those are in the same aisle. Maybe I should get them at the same time.
Focus on one thing at a time. I focus on the top thing on the list. Okay, go get that. Mm-hmm. And after I go get that, I get to the second thing on the list and I go get that. And then after I'm done with the second thing, I go to the third thing on the list and I go get that.
You know sound why? Exactly like my boyfriend. We have had this fight. He has yelled at me for not making my lists more organized.
It has to be organized.
It's a list. They're supposed to just go in point four. They don't have to be organized. It's a list.
But when you're making the list, can you not walk through the grocery store?
No, but here's why that doesn't happen.
Memorize the aisles.
Here's why. Because you know what? Most people I know in our house, the list is on the fridge and you write things down as you run out of them.
That's fine, but when you're putting it in a text message.
Right. Take that list and organize it before you send it to me. I'm with you, Wheels.
People are phoning in.
No, not divas, men.
Hello.
You guys are completely right. I have to agree with the shopping with you guys for that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a list. Just look around on it. You'll see bread and buns. Who cares if they're in two different spots?
The way the list gets sent, that's the order you shop in.
Exactly. Thank you.
Men are so simple-minded.
We are.
That's the order I buy things in.
It's
the order
true.
They're
Our
texted
brains are bigger.
Me.
It's science.
La, la, la.
Hello.
Hey, how about your personal female items and you're standing in the aisle?
You know what? That doesn't even bother me.
I don't do it.
That doesn't bother me. I don't care. That doesn't bother me.
I'm not embarrassed about it, just not doing it.
That's what I mean. Like, why send us to do it then?
She's going
to
be at the grocery store tomorrow, the next day herself. She can get that crap.
Well, if tampons are on her list, she probably needs them that
but
day.
But that's another one of those things.
I just use a roll of paper towel.
There's lots of tampons. I don't know which one.
Hello?
Wheeler.
Yeah.
Make her a list. Make Rena go and get your groceries. And see how she does.
Or how about next time I need to go to Rona?
Yeah.
Go to Rona and pick up. I need
power tools.
Sure, and I need nails.
Okay,
and certain types of screws.
You guys know how to use tools anyway.
Sometimes.
Someone's buying that.
As long as we're
failed experiment.
As long as we're supervised properly.
Give you your own tool list and you'd struggle.
Hi there.
Wheeler, Billy.
Yeah.
You guys are freaking pathetic, man.
Why? Because I want a little order in my grocery list?
Where you go to the goddamn store. If the woman needs some rag plugs, man, go get her some.
Yeah, man.
You go do whatever your wife says. Okay, honey,
sure.
I'll pick it all up for you, honey.
I bet you he's getting laid every night, though.
Because he does whatever his wife says.
Last call. Go ahead.
Morning.
Yeah.
I got one better for you.
All right.
My wife works in a grocery store, and she still sends me a list.
Wrong.
I like her.
City traffic.
Traffic is for LASIK MD. 750,000 laser vision correction procedures. That's experience that you can trust. Sorry, Phil, your cough threw me off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you turned your mic to cough.
It's driving me crazy, too. I've had this cough for like a month.
Hey, Rena, do me a favor when you do the traffic here. Just to confuse everyone, I want you to give a traffic report from Transcona, then Charleswood, then back to Transcona, then Winnesee and Patel.
That's exactly how I do it all the time. That's why I do it every day.
Confusing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Phone lines are lighting up for Black Keys tickets, which are given away right now at 780 City, CITI 2484. That show is Saturday night. These are your last-minute tickets to the Black Keys. You know when you're on YouTube and you're trying to find a song, you're like man, I really want to hear the song, and you go type in that song, whether it's ringing for you, like Beyonce, put a ring on it.
Or I hate whatever. Beyonce. Terrible example.
Or Phil, if it's you, say, like, you know, like you want to hear War Pigs from Black Sabbath.
Sure.
And you go, oh, here you go, and you click
on
it.
Cool example.
And all of a sudden, just stick with me for a second. But all of a sudden, then you click on it, and it's some stupid asshole doing a shitty cover song on their acoustic guitar. And you're like, why?
Drives
I just want the real
me
song.
Crazy. It's the same thing with sports events.
Ugh.
That's Crazy Dan. This is my YouTube channel. And I'm going to talk about the game last night. No.
No.
I didn't.
I just want the clip.
Yeah.
Crazy Dan.
So here's how we're giving away Black Keys tickets. See, this is one of those stupid assholes that likes to cover songs in his little studio while wearing a sombrero. What Black Keys song is he playing?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Funny. Truth be told, it's not actually half bad, but
he's pretty funny. He's making some pretty funny facial expressions.
What song is that?
Sounds pretty good.
He's very good.
And he gives it his own little spin. What song is that? A 780 City, CITI 2484. Nail it, and you got tickets for Black Keys Saturday night. Go ahead. Do you want to take a guess or no? I guess not.
Bye.
Hello.
Black Submarine?
No, not Black Submarine, no. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
It's Lonely Boy.
There you go.
That is correct. Lonely Boy.
I like this new game. We'll call it Name That YouTube Asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually not half bad. Have a listen here. The odd time you find a gem, but for the most part, it's just some... Yeah.
Well, I'm so above you that it's plain to see, but I'm here to...
Dustin Prinz is his name. I don't know where he's from, but this was uploaded a couple years ago.
So you pull my heart out.
Anyways. All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You're obviously the Black Keys Saturday night. Pretty cool, eh?
And in for a meet and greet.
Oh, that's right. We're drawing for the meet and greet tomorrow after 9 o'clock. 7:41, we'll let Dustin Prinz take you out with his cover of Lonely Boy from the Black Keys. Scoop's coming up in 5.
I got a love that keeps me waiting. I'm a lonely boy. I'm a lonely boy. Oh, oh, oh. I got a love that keeps me waiting.
Wheeler in the Morning. The Scoop with Rena J.
Brought to you by
Enns Brothers.
The fun starts here.
At your one-stop, on-the-spot adrenaline headquarters for all things power sports.
Visit EnnsBrothers.com.
So, a trailer for the new Avengers movie was leaked.
Yeah.
And within, it was really grainy and bad, but it got so many views, like within 24 hours, the actual trailer, they released it. They were like, oh, screw it. It got leaked and everyone's
I don't believe this leaked bullshit. Do it on purpose.
How many views did you say?
Sounds very calculated.
6 million in the first hours?
As of this morning, when Phil and I, let me check it now, it's at 7.5 million views. It hasn't even been up for 24 hours yet.
Very calculated.
Oh,
oops, a grainy version got out. Oh, we'll have to release the full one. Oh, it's got leaked.
It was right around 7:30 last night, Phil, that I had sent you a screenshot of the Hulkbuster Iron Man armor that is super, super cool. I can't wait for this movie.
Hulkbuster. You're not going to bust the Hulk. Give it up.
So Joan Rivers' daughter, Melissa Rivers, is going to sue the medical center where Joan Rivers died. And she said the only reason she's doing that is because she wants to find out what really happened to her mom. She says that she has tried, her and her lawyers have approached the medical center. They won't give her a lot of details or a lot of information about what exactly happened. They kind of gave her the roundabout. So her lawyers told her that the only way that a full investigation can be launched is if she sues them. So that's what she's doing now. And the will of her, of Joan Rivers, was kind of divided up or announced, and she gets about $100 million worth of property and cash. And
wow.
Yeah, and I believe she has a kid, and Joan Rivers left a bunch to her grandson as well.
All right.
Fans of the San Francisco Giants may love seeing their team win the World Series, but apparently nobody else does, because for the second time in 3 seasons, the first game of the World Series has set a new record low for TV ratings. No one watches baseball anymore.
No, they're not watching baseball. Yeah,
it's not big markets.
Listen, like when none of New York is watching. Like nobody in New York, one on the Eastern Seaboard is watching baseball right
Even
now.
Even if you're a Dodgers fan, so you got a lot of Los Angeles that would be like out.
Baseball's over.
It's the same thing in basketball. If the Utah Jazz wind up against the Portland Trailblazers. People don't. That's where.
But like, if that happened with, you know, the Jets don't make the playoffs, everyone here still watches, regardless of the teams.
We're hockey crazy, though. We're hockey crazy.
I thought they were a little more baseball or basketball.
Same
crazy
thing.
They rely
on a good matchup for good ratings, unless it's the NFL. And typically, they just get great ratings for all their games.
Exactly.
Steven Tyler of Aerosmith is going country for Christmas. He has been added to a list of performers for the CMA Country Christmas. It's one of those Christmas programs that CMT does. So he's going to be joining Alan Jackson, Brad Paisley, Little Big Town, Carrie Underwood, all the big country stars, and Aerosmith. He's the only non-country guy that's going to be there. But the show tapes in Nashville on November 7th, and it airs on ABC on December 1st. And finally...
No, not finally. I got one more story after you're done. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. The Oscars. Who was offered the gig before Neil Patrick Harris? Because they announced last week Neil Patrick Harris is going to be hosting the Oscars. Apparently, they offered the deal to Ellen first.
Okay.
And Ellen said, because she did it 2 years in a row before that. Mm-hmm. She said she didn't want it, so she backed out. And the other guy who turned it down, which is really disappointing, Chris Rock.
No, it could have been good.
It would have been really good, I think. You know, it would have been another Ricky Gervais sort of edgy, interesting, don't really know what you're expecting. Because you know what you're getting with Neil Patrick Harris.
But Chris Rock likes to swear when he's up on stage. That's probably why he said no. I don't have enough.
Better not.
And finally, Rena, you and I have been scrapping the past couple of days about this whole Bryan Cranston Breaking Bad figurines and Toys R Us. So they're out of the store now. And Bryan Cranston, this is right from his Twitter account, says, Florida mom petitions against Toys R Us over Breaking Bad action figures. I'm so mad I'm burning my Florida mom action figure in protest.
Attaboy,
nice. Craig.
Good on Bryan Cranston.
Now the Bone Phone. Brought to you by Advance Electronics with not a cent to pay for 1 year OAC. No interest, no admin fees, no prepaid taxes during the Advance Great Fall Sale. On now.
This literally took me two hours. I've been here 3 hours. I've been at this all morning. It was packed. The Bone Phone was jammed. Can you guys give me like a round of applause or something for working on this all morning?
Hey,
way to go doing your job.
Yes, exactly. I want some props for this. Okay, this guy, we'll start with, and some of the calls, there's a whole whack, so we're going to play, we'll spread them out over the next couple of days. But this guy, very pleased or happy that the States, of course, at the Pittsburgh Penguins game last night with the tragedy in Ottawa, they sang the Canadian anthem, even though they don't normally when two Canadian teams are playing.
Or when two American teams are playing
two American teams. And then all the fans sang along. It was a great moment.
I got to pay out mad respect to the Pittsburgh and Philly game with everything that happened in Ottawa for them playing the national anthem in Pittsburgh. And that's just, it wowed me.
Yeah, I think it did everybody. You can check it out, 92 City FM Facebook page or 92cityfm.ca if you want to have a peek about what we're talking about. Ringo Starr, I was poking a little fun at him yesterday.
Hey, Tony. You know, I agree with you. Ringo Starr, you know, he is a bit of a strange character. But, I mean, the guy was in the Beatles. Like, he's a living legend. Like, you got to have some respect for that, right? And on that note, you guys call yourselves a rock station and all and everything, but I haven't heard, you know, a Beatles song, a Lennon song, a McCartney song, a Harrison song in, like, forever. I don't even remember the last time.
Because they were forever ago.
Yeah. Anyway,
sorry.
All those emails about music, Craig Pfeiffer.
Yeah, email we don't schedule exactly. Music. Don't yell at us.
Yep. Not our job description, as Wheeler sometimes likes to say. Okay, there's been a little bit of controversy that maybe Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters ripped off Holy Diver by Dio.
Sounds very similar.
Kind of said yesterday maybe he was paying homage. I was trying to give Grohl a break. Maybe he's paying homage to the great Ronnie James Dio.
So if Dave Grohl was paying homage to Black Sabbath, does that mean the guy who stole my bike when I was in grade 5 was paying homage to me?
Yeah, that's probably what he was doing. He liked your bike. He liked how you looked when you rode it.
It's jealousy.
Cool.
And maybe he thought more people would see him riding it than you. Yeah. And he wanted more people to recognize how nice it is.
The thing I actually know the guy. He still rides around on it saying, this was Jeffrey's bike. I don't know if that's the guy's actual name.
Some calls now about our new mayor, Brian Bowman.
Yeah, congratulations to Mr. David Bowman.
Dave.
Welcome to being the mayor of Winnipeg. Side note, Judy, you said that this is like applying for any other job. I had a look at your resume. It was a major fail.
My favorite part was congratulations to Dave Bowman.
Yeah.
Now that you guys are best friends, though, right? It's easy to get the two confused.
Right. Brian Wheeler and Dave Bowman.
You guys text each other. Gotcha. LOL.
What a
funny picture.
Barbecue.
We just FaceTime all day.
This funny picture of a cat.
And if you missed it, this is how they became best friends.
Wheeler,
first thank you by the new mayor-elect?
Yep.
Way to go, man.
I know, right?
Reels was MC in the evening.
You weaseled yourself in there.
No, I didn't weasel. They asked. Yeah, right. They asked. They said, hey, do you want to introduce the new mayor? I said, of course I do. Of course I do.
It was a classic moment. I laughed my ass off when I saw you on stage behind that microphone.
He jumps up on stage, and I give him a hug, and then the first thing he says is, thanks very much, Dave Wheeler. And I'm going, really? Is this happening? Like, is this actually happening? This is surreal.
Just the tightest embrace. I love you, man.
Thanks, bro.
This means so much to me. No good on you, though, Wheels. What's going on?
Actually, you want to know his nickname? Manbo.
Manbo?
Yeah, Manbo. Yeah, that's what we call him.
It'll be at your Christmas party.
Or Bomentum. Mm.
Yeah, he was hashtag.
Yeah, I saw the Bomentum stuff, yeah.
Okay, the longer we do this show, the less people like me. I'm starting to learn that. I said yesterday that I consider voting kind of cool. I like going out there, chatting with the people at the voters' booth, stuff like that.
Billy, did I hear you say that going down to the voting station and voting is cool?
Yep.
You're a loser, man.
Okay. Jeez. Wow.
What's with the hate?
I think if you pick
that out
and say I'm a loser, you probably have issue with me about something else, and that's okay.
I had to go vote at this elementary school. I was walking by all these kids. I'm like, what up? You can't do this. I can.
I went right at 3:30 when all the kids were coming out, high school kids. Kids make it out of the lockers.
Hey, you're going to... The weirdest part is Philly tried to go to one of their classes.
can I come into biology? This looks interesting. Okay, Wheeler, of course, has been taking on the letter carrier of late.
Wheeler, why do you hate old people?
Because they're old.
Why do you want them to fall in the winter and break their hip? Wheeler, why do you hate old people? What?
See, I'm trying to deflect the hate on me.
Wheeler, why do you hate old people? Why do you want them to fall in the winter and break their hip?
Because it's somewhat entertaining.
And this score started about the whole home delivery service for mail.
And sorry, you're not going to convince me otherwise. They're getting rid of... It was a drain on our federal economy. They said, we're going to get rid of this. It's not needed anymore. And people are like, well, what are the old people going to do? How do they get their groceries? They don't magically show up at the door.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's mail.
Okay. I do think senior citizens should continue to have service, mail service.
Well, there's places here in Winnipeg where you can sign up for $20 a month. They will bring you your mail every second day.
But a lot of seniors are on a fixed income. They can't afford $20 a month.
Well, they get subsidized by the government.
Well, whatever. Somehow, some way, if you're incapacitated, either handicapped or old, you should continue to get mail delivered to your house.
There should be a program where you can sign up for and then...
Yeah.
You'd be on the list where you get your mail delivered because you have a valid reason why.
Let's not punish people for getting old. We're all going to get old in this room.
Yeah, and they should have their groceries delivered to them.
Some of us already are. Billy.
Yeah, I want... it's for me. Forget about senior citizens. Okay, I'll wrap up with this guy. Given some of the calls, people, getting mad at us and stuff, this guy says, hey, leave them alone.
Pardon me. So it just occurred to me, like, I was thinking, I listened to some guys, like, today, they called up and busted Philly's balls and Wheeler's balls and all this and that, but, like, they listen every day. How can they call up and be mean to you guys? Like, it's exactly what you're saying. It's your opinions. Like, guys, just be a fan.
Like, I appreciate what you're saying, but you know what? We bring it on. We love it.
Whatever.
We love it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Keeps things interesting.
You want to call up, and that's what makes this show, is it's transparency.
That's what we're here for. 810, that's the Bone Phone. That's your 820 Rock Riff this morning. Plug that in at 92cityfm.ca under your all-access VIP account. Headstones, far away from here. 821, Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
18's a high for today. We're at 9 degrees.
Still to come here, about 15 minutes, not even, more like 10. A chance of Toys for Boys 4. And we're running out of chances here in the stretch run. The Temptation over 60 or 40?
40.
Over $40,000 in prizes. 92cityfm.ca. It's everything's laid out for you in all its awesomeness. Go and have a look.
Xbox One bundle with Call of Duty and a 1 year of Xbox Live. Come on.
Call of Duty's awesome.
Pizza for a year from Frank's Pizza.
Pizza's awesome.
Come on. I had mini remote car starter, Samsung Smart LED HD TV.
Mm. Smart TV? I need a smart TV.
Smart TV, they're so smart.
Now with my Rogers Game Center,
yeah.
It would become like... It would be really handy.
It's handy dandy. Really good.
I just figured out how to jimmy up the laptop to the TV. Now I'm thinking smart TV.
Welcome to 2003, Phil. Well
right.
done.
I'm growing. Hey, listen, I'm not big Dave Wheeler in my big West St. Paul mansion. Smart TVs all over.
It's time to give away some tickets to go see the WWE. This is coming to town in December. It's a house show. It's going to be a hell of a show. And this is a theme. This is a theme from a wrestler. Okay, a theme from a wrestler. You got to tell me which wrestler, which should be fairly easy, but you also got to say the name of the song.
Oh,
you also got to tell us the name of the right. That's what makes it look. So you got to be a wrestling fan to know this for sure. 780 City, if you can identify this famous WWE superstar intro song, Rena.
This guy actually was a really cool intro.
780 City, CITI 2484, if you can nail that intro. And who did it belong to and what is it called?
He would walk all the way from the back like a boxer for this, like through the tunnel, you know, through the underbelly of the arena. It's pretty slick. 780 City, go ahead with your guess.
Hi, I was just wanted to say you were talking about colder than a witch's tit. There's also cold enough to freeze the nuts off an iron bridge.
Yeah, see, I like using the Slaw Rep Truck Bridge.
Yeah.
Makes it more local.
Thanks for the call, though.
Have a great day.
Take care.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Hi, City.
Hey, Goldberg.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now what is the name of the song?
I believe it is State of Champion.
No. No, that is incorrect.
Okay.
Good try.
You know it's Goldberg. You just got to name the song now.
Good morning, City.
There's a name to that song?
There is a name to the song, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Theme music number 4.
Close.
Educated
good
guess.
Guess.
Close.
But good guess.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, is it Bill Goldberg?
Bill Goldberg, yes. What What's is the name of the theme song? There's an actual name for it. What is it?
I don't know.
See, that's the tough part. See, I knew this would be a little good. I'm glad I'm screwing with the fans a little bit.
Good morning, City.
Is it the Goldberg theme?
Yeah, well, what is the name of the song?
Goldberg theme.
No. There's an actual name for it. Hello.
Ogie Oglethorpe Slapshot.
Oh, wow, that's again, that's close.
Again, very educated.
Good morning, City.
Hello.
It's Bill Goldberg Invasion?
Yes. Invasion. That's what we were looking for, yes.
Well done.
Excellent. What is your name?
It's Susan.
Susan, all right. So you big WWE fan?
My husband is.
All right, good. All right, winning them for him. Good for you. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details. 825, Toys for Boys 4. Next.
City Traffic.
Traffic is for Canadian Blood Services. You can save a life now by donating at a blood donor clinic near you and bring a friend. Call 1-888 to donate.
Goldberg was put together. Hey, that's a good physique right there. I'd take that. I'm just saying, man looks good.
Oh, you take his physique.
Physique? Oh, okay. I wouldn't like
all right,
so, take him for a night.
I'm just saying.
Toys for Boys 4.
The Temptations.
All right, let's go. Let's rattle through them real quick here. You're 87.
Hello.
Yeah. You're 88. You're 89.
Hello.
Yeah, you're 89.
Good morning, you're 90.
Oh, no.
Good try. Hello, 91.
Oh, thanks.
No, do that again.
Yeah, do it again, please. Don't laugh at me. That's bad memories.
Don't
laugh at me. Do the thing.
Oh,
damn it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No laughing.
So I can't be 92.
No.
Aw, okay.
But keep her on the line. My God. What's your name? Hello.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Answer.
Hello.
Right there.
Hello.
No one.
I'm going to the next one.
Hello.
Good morning. Am I 92?
Yes, you are.
Awesome.
What's your name?
Pam? Yes.
$40,000 in prizing could be yours. Do you want in for the grand prize or do you want to go in the toy box?
I am definitely going for the grand prize.
Ooh, Pam.
Right, Pam, don't hang up. There's like statue, freeze, don't move. Don't hang up, we're going to get your information, but we got to find out what's in the toy box.
Feet of bubble wrap.
I love bubble wrap.
When that first started, it sounded like something else. Like there was like a snap. Like, what are we giving this woman?
Yeah. Did you ever snap? Never mind. Okay, Pam, you're in for $40,000 in prizing. Some really good stuff in there. You could really use stuff like $1,000 in tools from Rona. I know you're all over that.
Right on.
Yeah, a Phantom drone quadcopter from Photo Central. So you can take aerial shots of you and your man. She's not impressed.
No.
All right, Pam, hang on the line. 8:37, next chance coming up this afternoon. You know, even just being here at 166 Osborne, we got Osborne Street going north-south here. I can stare out the window here because we got a nice little, we're in the same kind of like, we'll call it a mini mall where Stella's is. Right?
Yeah.
And so there's a gap of about, I don't know, 15 feet or so. And then the garage doors, which I can see out of, and then Osborne, like I can see it right there, Yellow Winks right across the street and the Oriental Bowl. And when traffic slows down, because when there's a light up ahead on River or whatever,
It's amazing to me how many people are looking down at their phones.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's incredible. It baffles me, Phil. It absolutely baffles me.
I got a dirty look from a cop the other day. He thought I was texting.
Yeah.
But I had set up my GPS before I left the parking lot. I can't remember where I was going. The phone on the GPS on the phone. You know how it speaks to you? Yep. Turn right. Turn. I couldn't hear anything. So I'm like, what the hell? So I reached down at a red light and turned the volume was off on my phone.
Yep.
And I look up and there's a ghost car. And the guy's just giving me the stink eye. I'm like, whoa, just turning the volume on. I wasn't driving.
How could I
be distracted?
But the problem is, though, the problem is that even then, you say, I was turning up GPS. Doesn't matter.
It's not supposed to be in reach with you, even if you're at a red light.
But how's that any different from turning up my stereo?
Yeah, exactly.
You're looking down or looking away from the road.
The guidelines, the way they set up the law, is kind of, I don't know.
I understand.
A lot of people use the GPS on their phone. Hang on,
you dickhead in the black truck that just dropped something out of his truck.
Garbage?
Yeah, he just dropped garbage.
Let's go get him. That's it. We're fighting.
Listen, we have
a fight. Oh, shoot. He's gone.
I was going to get him.
You would have got him good.
Too bad the refs got in the way.
The 92 City FM NHL Report. Brought to you by MurrayChevrolet.ca.
All right.
Jets and Lightning.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, MTS Center. Steven Stamkos, Jonathan Drouin. Victor Hedman's hurt. Mm.
Good.
Ben Bishop's
boy, he's a beast, man. He's a big boy.
Screw you, Hedman. We're glad. Well, no, it's good for the Jets. They're missing one of their big players. This is one of the up-and-coming, one of the really good teams in the NHL. And given the Jets looked better against a very bad Carolina team, now you want to see it against a really good team. And that's why I'm looking forward to tomorrow night.
When does Money Phone get reassessed on his lower body injury? We think it's a dick injury. We're not sure.
He broke
his penis somehow. Not sure. Waiting to hear back. When you hear it, lower body injury, it could be anything from your nose to your belt line. So, it could be.
Those are the worst injuries.
Threesome accidents. It was really, really tragic. There's a lot of bills left on the bed.
We're spreading rumors. People are going to be at Tim Hortons today. Did you hear what happened to Kane?
Was it a big break?
Penile injury.
That's awesome. No, it was about a week ago that we heard in 2 weeks they're going to reassess.
It was only a week ago? Okay.
Maybe a week. But I'm hearing rumors that it's kind of serious. It's going to be longer than 2 weeks.
We got Sean Reynolds coming down here at 9:30 this morning.
He'll know.
Yeah, he'll
Sportsnet.
Know. He'll know for sure. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Out of the back end of these commercials, we're going to run our full-length interview this morning that we had with the new mayor of Winnipeg, Mr. Brian Bowman. Stand by. It's next.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World-class rock.
All right, so I just found this out, Phil, and you'll appreciate this because, first of all, I wasn't really happy when I found out Peter Jackson was going to be redoing The Hobbit. And it's fine. If you want to do The Hobbit, that's cool, but The Hobbit is one book, not three.
Not three movies.
Yeah.
Dragging it out.
And so he's adding in songs now, and there was no song in the book. If you want,
weren't the dwarves always singing?
Ah,
I thought I remembered that.
No, that was in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, okay.
Hi-ho, it's up. So get this, Viggo Mortensen was asked to reprise his role of Aragorn in the Hobbit movies, and he said no. You know why? Because he wasn't in the goddamn book.
Yeah.
He goes, no, why would you put me in the movie when that character isn't even in the book?
Adding characters.
Exactly.
You want to really impress me? Peter Jackson make an entire movie about Gandalf fighting demons. Because that was the coolest scene of all the Lord of the Rings movies.
This
was awesome.
What do you got?
Me now? Okay. local radio personality Phil Aubrey is facing suspension after he assaulted a coworker over milk this morning.
Did it happen?
Apparently,
he
attacked Clear FM promotions director Bubba Bernas upon realizing that Bubba finished my milk and didn't bring in a new one.
For the record, I was there as a witness yesterday when you said, hey, Phil, is this your milk? I'll grab some today so you have some for tomorrow morning, but I'm going to finish it.
So is he not here yet?
He's not. I guess he figured he'd bring it in when he comes in it. Banker hours at 10 o'clock, and he's not here yet. So, Bubs, we're fighting, man. I haven't fought at work in a long time, but when you show up this morning...
It's been a couple weeks since the last incident.
Billy is grumpy when he doesn't get his lactose. What do you got, Rena?
I actually have a little bit more details on the shooter that happened. The shooting happened at Parliament in Ottawa yesterday. So, the guy's name is Michael Zehoff Bibbo.
Yeah.
He was for sure acting alone. He was born in 1982. He was Canadian, born here. But he was converted to Islam. Mm. And actually, there is an ISIS Twitter account, and they are tweeting pictures of him saying that he was with them and it was a plan. They were also doing that with the attack that happened in Montreal a couple days before that.
These are just a bunch of unorganized assholes.
Yeah, jumping on board, basically. Police do confirm the attacker. He was 24 years old, and he was on a watch list. He was an at-risk traveler just because he had lots of charges on him before.
Wait a sec. I thought you said he was born in 82. How could he be 24? If he was born in 82, he'd be 32.
Oh, sorry. 24 was the age of the guy who was killed. The
corporal.
The corporal who was killed Cirillo. At the building corporal by Cirillo. This guy who was born in 1982.
Okay.
My bad.
All right.
Yeah, basically, that's pretty much it.
So we're getting updates. We'll keep you up to date as a story. It's
going
to
witnesses unfold. Say that basically he had a Toyota Corolla, 9:52 a.m. He pulled right up towards the center block of the Parliament, jumped out. He was wearing a black and white scarf across his face, took off running straight into Parliament, and that's where everything went down. Okay. He was completely alone. They have announced.
All right, and now joining us from Elm Creek, Elm Creek High? Elm Creek High School? Elm Creek Junior High.
Everybody goes to the same school.
Grade 10 student Brooke, who's here shadowing today, and she's going to get our last story we missed. Go ahead.
A UFO photobombed astronauts making repairs to the International Space earlier this month, setting off a wild frenzy of speculation online. This spooky incident happened on October 7th when flight engineers Reid Wiseman of NASA and Alexander Gerst of the European Space Agency conducted a spacewalk outside the International Space Station to fix an electrical problem. In videos shot by NASA and uploaded to YouTube last week, the UFO can be seen hovering just for a few seconds behind the astronauts before the camera cuts to another angle.
Thanks for giving an article out of National Geographic magazine, Wheeler.
Right.
Read this.
All right, if you call. Very nice job, Brooke.
Yeah, you did a good job, Brooke. Yep. You're going to be a star. I can tell already.
All right. 780 City. For any stories we missed, go ahead.
Good job, girlfriend.
Yeah. And Rena pays really well, too, so keep going.
And I wanted to say something, Rena. You know how you said earlier that you can't memorize going into the shopping malls with your list and whatnot?
Grocery list.
Boyfriend?
Yeah.
My wife could walk me through the shopping mall and tell me exactly what she needs and where she needs it and where to get it.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like I said,
everything in the store.
Like I said earlier, when you're making the list, try and envision the supermarket.
I don't go to the same one all the time.
But women have.
I'll check out flyers and see which store kind of having great sales that week.
God, you're such a Winnipegger.
Whatever. So I don't go to the same store all the time. I go to multiple
women
ones.
Have a natural ability with shopping. It's like and housework
just
and
bargains,
stuff.
Bargains, yeah. You know, just born that way.
Changing diapers. Hi, Sydney.
Rena.
Hi.
It's fall time. Fishing's great. Why are we worrying about shopping with footballs on? Sandwich, no crust.
Yeah.
Why are we worrying about shopping?
Sandwich,
we are the
no
one
crust.
Who brought up shopping.
Sandwich, no
what?
Crust. Go get her.
Nothing to do with this.
Evander Kane, he's out with a broken,
Yeah.
And it could be days, weeks, months. I mean, we need rabbits. We need everything to get out there.
We need rabbits. We need to transplant the penis off the rabbit.
We started a hell of a rumor with Kane. Hello.
Yeah, I heard Rena's going to help him with rehab.
With Wawa?
I'm helping Kane with the rehabilitation of his penis.
Yeah.
His broken penis.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Poor Evander.
Poor me.
Hi, City.
You better watch out, Bubba. He's coming after you, knocking shit over to get to you.
Yeah, it's on.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
My God, it's good to hear your guys' voices, and you're playing some wicked tunage.
All right. That's
Christmas Carol, Mom.
Nothing.
You're so excited. So much energy this morning. We love it.
Okay, and here I go. Have an awesome day, guys.
You too. Right,
that's making you feel better, right?
One more call here.
I feel like a lot of people are in a great mood because of Bowman.
Absolutely.
Contributed to that.
Got some momentum. Hello.
Gordon Lightfoot sings Christmas.
Yeah, we did it yesterday.
No,
don't worry. Trust me.
Stop requesting Christmas carols. It's not Christmas.
As of December 1st, we'll play that bad boy like every day. So, yeah. You want to take this last
one? Wrap it up. Why not?
Call you, get through. That's...
I really like it when people ask Christmas songs because I like hearing Rena get mad.
Yeah. Do it. Request it.
Can I hear some Dennis Leary Christmas?
Screw you!
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.